How would I kill you? I would kidnap you, and I would put you in my basement. I would have a getup that held you in probably a bed, chained down. There would be certain functionalities of the bed that would allow you to go to the bathroom. It's actually a really comfortable bed, but you wouldn't be able to move. Over the course of the next, I don't know, couple of months, I would take blood from you, a large amount of blood, not enough to kill you, just be a little bit here and there, and I would use you for my experiments. So, you would serve the purpose of letting me enact those things. I used to be a cutter when I was younger, and I was an only child, so I would do lots of little weird fucked up shit, like taking, not paper clips. Well, actually, I did do it with paper clips. Paper clips and safety pins, and you put it through the dead skin in your fingers and your feet. I would cut off different parts of skin on my feet, not to where it hurt, just all the dead stuff. And just weird things. I've always been very interested in, self-mutilation, not to the point where it's, like, chopping off big things, but just, scarification is a big thing for me. I really like scars and everything. So with you, I would, I don't know, amputate. I would do little incisions, figure out how little things worked, find bone. It would be extremely painful. And all the while, I would be taking different parts of meat from you. Meat from your leg, meat from your stomach, meat from your arms, probably from your face. I would probably take, like, an ear. And just different parts. And I would collect all these parts. And all of the while, I'm feeding you delicious food. I'm making sure that all of these things are clean. I'm sewing you back up. By the end of it, I'm awesome person to have on the fly if you need something sewn up. Anyways, I take all of this bodily stuff that I've collected from you, and I find a abandoned building. And I put all of this stuff in this house, and I fill it with meth and crack and a whole bunch of nasty shit. I put jizz everywhere. I've probably collected jizz from you and feces and urine and stuff, and I put it all over this house, so it's just fucking disgusting and gross. And, like, you get to the door and you can smell it, and I let it sit in the heat, because this is in the middle of the summer, by the way, and I let it sit, and then there is an anonymous call saying that something has happened. And there's a smell. Cops show up. They test the DNA. It's you. There is so much blood that they think you're dead. And it is surrounded by parts of you. By all the other nasty stuff. So while I'm working on you. And basically just using you as my little test subject. Because, you know, that's fun. The rest of the world thinks you're dead, and I have killed your reputation. So all over, even if for some way I would let you survive from this, you would be dead. And to the world, to your family, to your friends, to everyone. Eventually, I would probably just take piece by piece off, still letting you be fully functional. You could talk, you could hear through one ear. I would let you keep your nose, because not being able to smell would be horrible. I would probably let you keep one of your eyes, because seeing is a thing. I would take the left eye. I've always really preferred the right eye over the left eye. And during all of this, you have pain medication. I'm pumping you full of fucking drugs. Like, you feel amazing. And this is over the course of a very, very long time. So, yeah. eventually I would probably just cut you down to as small as I could get you. And then, because it's fun, and I've, well, okay, fun isn't the right word. This is fucking morbid as all fuck. I would find a pig farmer, or I would talk to some mob people or whatever, and I would feed you to hogs, because why the fuck not? I don't think I would let them... The purpose of this is to kill you, so I would just let them eat you and kill you, and but I would drug you up first. So they would kill you, but you wouldn't really exactly know what was happening, and then I wouldn't feel as bad. So that's how I would kill you.